Yeah, an asteroid is hurtling towards Earth. What to do? This is Sandra Tsingla with the lowdown on science saying, ready, aim, fire. But would that really work? Let's find out. George Flynn at State University of New York crushed up real meteorite fragments acquired from the Vatican Observatory. Then he squished the fragments together again to create model asteroids. Since some asteroids contain ice, some models were stewed in water. Others were left dry. The models were then hung from ropes and shot with teeny tiny bullets. High-speed cameras recorded how far the artificial asteroids moved. Flynn found that water-soaked models recoiled almost 100% further than completely dry ones. Why? Flynn thinks that the water vaporized from the pressure of the impact. The steam pushed the model even further, like a jetpack. Conclusion? The more watery an asteroid, the farther it'll fly. So, if an asteroid heads our way, pull out the big guns and make it rain.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.